Hi, everybody. This is Naeem Hassan, and welcome to the Olympic Mindset Podcast. I'm here at the gym shooting some baskets and just reflecting. I was thinking about goals, and what came to mind was an incident that happened many years ago. It was my youngest son who was asking to go to Mount Hood. Mount Hood is about an hour and a half away. And so from when you're looking at that beautiful, majestic mountain from the distance, we have trees in the foreground, buildings, and on this particular day, the sun is shining, so it is amazing. Anyway, we drive an hour and a half, we pull into the parking lot, and we're looking around, gathering all of our things, and then he looks innocently around, and he asks me the question, "Hey, Dad, where is Mount Hood?" And I realize at that point that he had never seen Mount Hood from this perspective, so I said, "We are on Mount Hood." And it was at that moment I realized something. I realized the fact that when we are pursuing goals and dreams, we have a vision of what that looks like from a distance. But when we are living it and we're on top of it, we're right smack dab in the middle of experiencing our goal and dream or what have you, it takes on a completely different look and feel. And so one of the things I realized from that moment on is that when we ask to be guided and ask that our dreams and goals appear, we also have to ask that a new understanding and perspective on how they look when they are close up and impersonal, that we also develop an understanding and appreciation for the new look of that goal. Because we might conclude that what we thought we wanted, we really don't, because it has changed. And see, when you're looking at Mount Hood from a distance, it is absolutely gorgeous. But when you're standing on Mount Hood in the wintertime and it's freezing cold and the wind is blowing and you can't see a thing, that is a completely different perspective than when you're looking at Mount Hood on a beautiful sunny day. And you might conclude that, well, shit, I don't want that. Well, if you want Mount Hood, you also have to know that you get that as well. And so keep that in mind when we're thinking about and pursuing our goals. It's not just what we see, but there's a whole lot of other things that come along with that that we also have to ask for some guidance and clarity so that we understand where we are. Hi, everybody. This is Naeem Hassan, and welcome to the Olympic Mindset Podcast. I'm here at the gym shooting some baskets and just reflecting. I was thinking about goals, and what came to mind was an incident that happened many years ago. It was my youngest son who was asking to go to Mount Hood. Mount Hood is about an hour and a half away. And so from when you're looking at that beautiful, majestic mountain from the distance, we have trees in the foreground, buildings, and on this particular day, the sun is shining, so it is amazing. Anyway, we drive an hour and a half, we pull into the parking lot, and we're looking around, gathering all of our things, and then he looks innocently around, and he asks me the question, "Hey, Dad, where is Mount Hood?" And I realize at that point that he had never seen Mount Hood from this perspective, so I said, "We are on Mount Hood." And it was at that moment I realized something. I realized the fact that when we are pursuing goals and dreams, we have a vision of what that looks like from a distance. But when we are living it and we're on top of it, we're right smack dab in the middle of experiencing our goal and dream or what have you, it takes on a completely different look and feel. And so one of the things I realized from that moment on is that when we ask to be guided and ask that our dreams and goals appear, we also have to ask that a new understanding and perspective on how they look when they are close up and impersonal, that we also develop an understanding and appreciation for the new look of that goal. Because we might conclude that what we thought we wanted, we really don't, because it has changed. And see, when you're looking at Mount Hood from a distance, it is absolutely gorgeous. But when you're standing on Mount Hood in the wintertime and it's freezing cold and the wind is blowing and you can't see a thing, that is a completely different perspective than when you're looking at Mount Hood on a beautiful sunny day. And you might conclude that, well, shit, I don't want that. Well, if you want Mount Hood, you also have to know that you get that as well. And so keep that in mind when we're thinking about and pursuing our goals. It's not just what we see, but there's a whole lot of other things that come along with that that we also have to ask for some guidance and clarity so that we understand where we are.